casa. Uma macumba, uma maçã, uma mamacuzá. E eu, ele é mônimo. Eu, ele é mônimo.
I take great pleasure in presenting a few lines from the philosophies and opinions of Marcus Mosiah Garvey. And I speak of chance within this time. Chance has never yet satisfied the hope of one suffering people. But action, self-reliance, the vision of self and future have been the only means by which the oppressed have seen and realized the light of their own freedom. I repeat again, chance has never yet satisfied the hope of one suffering people. Action, self-reliance, the vision of self and future have been the only means by which the oppressed have seen and realized the light of their own freedom.
How long do you suppose the colored people got to suffer in this land? I pray that God will send a Moses to lead us out of this land.
Marcus Garvey, Jack created each and and every one of us for a place in this world to live and be free. So take care.
Rastafari, yeah, as I say, you know, reading exercise one's mind and even uplift and give one more knowledge and integrate more knowledge to one's mind. I take great pleasure in presenting a few lines from the philosophies and opinions of Marcus Mosiah Garvey. And I speak of chance within this time. Chance has never yet satisfied the hope of one suffering people. But action, self-reliance, the vision of self and future have been the only means by which the oppressed have seen and realized the light of their own freedom. I repeat again, chance has never yet satisfied the hope of one suffering people. Action, self-reliance, the vision of self and future have been the only means by which the oppressed have seen and realized the light of their own freedom. Rastafari.
I can see hydrants running. Words of Marcus Garvey. A man's bread and butter is only insured when he works for it, you know? Words of Marcus Garvey.
Right now, I would have to say about the greatest exponent of black liberation. A giant from a little island of Jamaica, yeah. Marcus Messiah Garvey. And I'm gonna ask the citizens, help me sing this song and sing this song, yes.
Marcus Garvey,
a giant star.
We'll never get nowhere till we lay
that star. That's for sure, that's for sure.
Heads of churches,
all right.
I preach in the name of the Universal Negro Movement Association and African Communities League of the World. You may ask, what organization is that? It is for me to inform you that the Universal Negro Movement Association is an organization that seeks to unite into one solid body the 400 million Negroes of the world, to link up the 50 million Negroes of the United States of America to the 20 million Negroes of the West Indies, the 40 million Negroes of South and Central America with the 280 million Negroes of Africa for the purpose of bettering our industrial, commercial, educational, social, and political conditions. As you are aware, The world in which we live today is divided into separate race groups and distinct nationalities. Each race and each nationality is endeavoring to work out its own destiny to the exclusion of other races and other nationalities. We hear the cry of England for the Englishman, of France for the Frenchman, of Germany for the German, of Ireland for the Irish, of Palestine for the Jew, of Japan for the Japanese, of China for the Chinese. We of the Universal Negro Movement Association are raising the cry of Africa for the Africans, those at home and those abroad. There are 400 million Africans in the world who have Negro blood coursing through their veins, and we believe that the time has come to unite these 400 million people for the one common purpose of bettering their condition. The great problem of the Negro for the last 500 years has been that of disunity. No one or no organization ever succeeded in uniting the Negro race. But within the last 4 years, the Universal Negro Movement Association has worked wonders in bringing together in one fold 4 million organized Negroes who are scattered in all parts of the world, be it in the 48 states of the American Union, all the West Indian Islands, and the countries of South and Central America and Africa. These 4 million people are working to convert the rest of the 400 million scattered all over the world. And it is for this purpose that we are asking you to join our ranks and to do the best you can to help us to bring about an emancipated race. If anything praiseworthy is to be done, it must be done through unity. And it is for that reason that the Universal Negro Movement Association calls upon every Negro in the United States to rally to this standard. We want to unite the Negro race in this country. We want every Negro to work for one common object, that of building a nation of his own on the great continent of Africa. That all Negroes all over the world are working for the establishment of a government in Africa means that it will be realized in another few years. We want the moral and financial support of every Negro to make the dream a possibility. Already, this organization has established itself in Nigeria, West Africa, and is endeavoring to do all possible to develop that Negro country to become a great industrial and commercial commonwealth. Pioneers have been sent by this organization to Nigeria, and they are now laying the foundations upon which the 400 million Negroes of the world will build. If you believe that the Negro has a soul, if you believe that the Negro is a man, if you believe the Negro was endowed with the senses commonly given to other men by the Creator, then you must acknowledge that what other men have done, Negroes can do. We want to build up cities, nations, governments, industries of our own in Africa, so that we'll be able to have a chance to rise from the lowest to the highest positions in the African Commonwealth.
Marcus Garvey was a very great man, but yet still the people believe that he wasn't dead. But all that he said after today is true. Garvey the prophet said, Marcus Garvey the prophet said, that the time will come when there'll be only not a dread. So not up, not up, not up. So dread up, dread up, dread up. But time will come when there'll be only not a dread. Father, Holy Bible say, Father, Holy Bible say, that the singers and players of instruments shall see Jah. So not up, not up, not up. You have to dread up, dread up, dread up. A time will come when there be only not to dread.
not up, not up. Dread up, dread up, dread up. A time will come when jail be only not to dread. All who don't like sin and evil, never have to see I and wish I well. Cause a time will come when jail be only not to dread. So not up, not up. Dread up, dread up. Cause the time will come when dreadlocks shall be free. Not up, not up. Dread up, dread up. Cause the time will come when there is strictly naughty dread. There might be CIA and wish I will. Every tongue shall tell. Not up, you have to dread up, dread up. Cause the time will come when they'll be only not to dread. Marcus Garvey the prophet said, Garvey the prophet said, that the time will come when they'll be only not to dread. So not up, not up.
Up ye mighty race. You can accomplish what you will.
Let's make an effort towards black self-worth. I say, hey, let us work and pray. Let us work, let us pray. You and I, hey, self-reliance is the way black people today. Let us work, let us pray. You and I, hey, self-reliance is the only way. Come make we study Gavi, come make we study Gavi. Know your history, brother with destiny. Study Gavi, come make we study Gavi. Know the prophecy, our way destiny. I man would like to reflect on the message that Marcus left. Oh yes, cause if you look around, some don't know self-reliance yet. Not yet. So gather your thoughts and come along. Children, this is a chance for your freedom. If you're willing to be free, free from slavery, come follow them your teachings of Marcus Garvey. Make we study Garvey, come make we study Garvey. Know your history, our destiny. Study Garvey, come make we study Garvey. Know your history, brother, our destiny. So while they teach about Columbus, they don't teach Mosiah Garvey in school, in school. A propaganda them spread it. I wonder who them think them a fool, them a fool. Black man, I know something is wrong. You see, we have been down for very long. But there's hope for liberty in strength and unity. Cause such is the teachings of old Mosiah Garvey. Study Garvey, come and quit study Garvey. This is prophecy, our way destiny. Study Garvey, come and quit study Garvey. Know your history, but our way destiny. Turn our wire, turn our wire. Look to Ethiopia, so said Marcus Mosiah. Build yourself an empire, said Black Star Diner. Look to Ethiopia, so said Marcus Mosiah. Build yourself an empire, said Black Star Diner. We study Garvey, come make we study Garvey. Know your history, our destiny. Study Garvey, come make we study Garvey. Know your history, know that we destiny. Now some fighting against Marcus, and his teachings they won't accept, accept. But if we're thinking conscious, this great leader we will respect, respect. Cause we know Garvey our role model, he set a bright example. So get up ye mighty race and accomplish something great. Far above the skies, lift up your faith. We say study Garvey, come make we study Garvey. Know your history, brother, your destiny. Study Garvey, come make we study Garvey. This is prophecy, this is prophecy. Come make we study Garvey, come make we study Garvey. Teach your beginning about them history. Study Garvey, come make we study Garvey. Make a beginning, brother, your destiny.
Let's make an effort towards black self-worth. I say, hey, hey, let us work and pray. Let us work, let us pray. You and I, hey, self-reliance is the way black people today. Let us work, let us pray. You and I, hey, self-reliance is the only way, only way. We study Gavi, come make we study Gavi. Are the prophecy, brother, we destiny.
This I must leave with my brothers and sisters. This is Kushandaya. Alongside Brother Daniel. Mankind. We of the Negro race are moving from one state of organization to another. And we shall so continue until we have thoroughly lifted ourselves into the organization of government. Be as proud of your race today as our fathers were in the days of yore. We have a beautiful history. And we shall create another in the future that will astonish the world.
In the name of heroes, I hail Marcus Garvey. Born in Jamaica, in my culture country, he's my hero, Marcus Messiah Garvey. Born in Jamaica, in my culture country.
Proud to be black. greetings in the name of Jah, my people. This is Isaiah Mentor. And in observance of Marcus Garvey, the people's leader, this is what I have to say. If you have no confidence in self, you are twice defeated in the race of life. With confidence, you have won even before you started. Mr. Garvey says so. Last year I know that.
Is a verse from Philosophies and Opinions of Marcus Garvey. It says, I pray God that we will never use our physical prowess to oppress the human race, but we will use our strength physically, morally, and otherwise to preserve humanity and civilization. The words of Marcus Garvey, very important that we study these things in this time, for war is not the answer. Only love alone can truly conquer. Blessed love.
And after I enter through this door, no one else shall enter. Certain place on King Street, they said it'd be a car park. So it is, baby.
Marcus Garvey words come to pass.
Really, of course.
Marcus Garvey words come
to pass. I've seen it many, many, many times before. Yeah. And Mr. Marcus Garvey say, black people down here will never see themselves until they're back against the wall. Yeah, you never know yourself until you're back against the wall. Some will rise and some will fall, but black people will never know themselves until they're back against the wall. And that is what Mr. Marcus Garvey say. Yeah, the brother say Swallowfield shall be the battlefield. And I know liar, serious, serious, serious matter, I say. And Swallowfield shall be the battlefield. Arena, the stadium, the camp, and the gun court, all the children, hospital, Swallowfield shall be the battlefield. Whoa. And there will be a false leader, he said.
Shall be armed with many stripes. We rise. You've got yourself to blame.
Yeah, I'll come right back to the point. There will be a false leader, the Marcus Messiah Garvey say. And this leader won't be shot, he will be stoned with stones. And the blood going flood and the blood going run. Blood up tone and blood down tone and blood round tone. Blood in the woods and the blood in the country. Marcus Garvey word. And the righteous black man must stand. And the weak heart black man must fall. Yeah. Righteousness must always stand, cause if it don't, prophecy will fulfill upon you, and you will crawl like dogs.
Where is Baba Wire?
Baba Wire, no, catch a fire. Yeah.
Yeah,
Baba Wire, catch a fire, don't let me burn down crossroad. Baba Wire, catch a fire, I would say. Baba Wire can retire. Yeah, Baba Wire, catch a fire. Kind of guy that the prophecy fulfill upon. Yeah. You don't know Baga Wire. You don't know Baga Wire. Why you don't know Baga Wire? Baga Wire catch a fire. They made it. That suit every man for him have a last time yard. Yeah, and that is what Mr. Garvey said. Who need the gun when we come with stone and high tall stuff, you know. Watch that one, prophecy fulfill on him. Look on that one, prophecy fulfill on him. He's crawling like dog and eating his own. The hooks that the swine has eat and leave. Prophecy fulfill on them. Prophecy fulfill on them. Why is it so good now? Why is
it? Garvey toured the country again, this time initiating UNIA branches in big cities and small towns. Sunday meetings of the UNIA soon attracted thousands. Garvey meeting was a day-long family affair, half political rally and half religious revival.
The first time I went to a Garvey meeting was a Sunday afternoon in November of 1919. It was the first time I had heard the message of the UNIA.
The day I met Marcus Garvey was one of the most exciting days of my life. It was filled with anticipation from the earliest part of the day, because I knew that I was going with my father to meet Marcus Garvey.
And when Garvey came in the door, everybody stood up in one accord and said, "Speak, Garvey, speak." And it was just like a hush on the room.
He said that the pen is mightier than the sword, but the tongue is mightier than them both put together.
Before addressing the crowd, Garvey would inhale through a perfumed handkerchief to focus his concentration. The man who once shook like a leaf on stage could now hold an audience spellbound.
When he spoke, it was as if you were speaking yourself. It was not like somebody speaking to you, but like he was you, or you was he. And it just was a connecting link, and it was something like fire, like lightning, like something that went through everybody at the same time.
Be as proud of your race today as our fathers were in the days of yore. We have a beautiful history, and we shall create another in the future that will astonish the world. I can advise no better step toward racial salvation than organization among us. We have been harassed, trampled upon, and made little of because of our unfortunate condition of disorganization. Our racial program of today is a united, emancipated, and improved people.
Equal rights and justice to the nation.
nation I know. And because of our ghost, they took him away and told us all that he's dead. Dreadlocks, I weep not at all, for I know that one man just got dead and maybe three times. So come on, it's our business. Let's talk about down, 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 dee, down.
Africa for the African, 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 African.
We have the loves like any other man. Got the love. Oh yes, he was a married man. Sweet, sweet love. We have the loves like any other man. Oh yes, he was a married man. Love Gabby, love Gabby, love Gabby, love Gabby, love him, love him. Loves like any other man. Love, love. Oh yes, he was a married man. Sweet, sweet love. Yeah, the loves like any other man. Love, love. Oh yes, he was a married man. Love Yahweh. Love Yahweh. Love Yahweh, love Yahweh, love him, love him. Yeah.
Greetings in the name of Jah, my people. This is Isaiah Mentor, and in observance of Marcus Garvey, the people's leader. There can be no peace among man and nation so long as the strong continue to oppress the weak. So long as injustice is done to other people. Just so long as we will have cause for war and make a lasting peace an impossibility. Mr. Garvey says so. Last year I know that.
Garvey was of the opinion that black people should have dominion over the wealth that we generate, then use it to create a united African state. Now we're back against the wall, and the wall seems like it's a fall. And we never make it in time on the Black Star Line. And we're still in doubt, figuring what black is all about. It's time we open our eyes and really realize that Garvey was right. Jah know, say we're right. One aim in sight, to a destiny we have to fight. Fuck you, mighty race. Black people, we have a case against the history that them teach. About the heaven that them preach. Son of Bada, sit down and think another Garvey ago come. Cause he done, show the way. This is the dawning of a new day. Now I declare that the only fear is fear. So up you mighty race, get up and hold up your fears. Come stretch out your hand to that dear motherland. You have nothing to lose if Africa you choose. It's time we open our eyes and really realize that Garvey was wise. Jah know, say we right. One aim in sight, to a destiny we have to fight. One job, one aim, one destiny. Of the opinion that black people should have dominion over the wealth that we generate, then use it to create a united African state.
He formed the UN for the Bill. destiny. We can conquer anything that we do. So take your example from Marcus Garvey. He stood up in Babylon too. Oh, ah, ah, ah. Oh, ah, ah, ah. They didn't know how to deal with garbage. They sent in a federal agent, the first black man to work for the FBI, because of this garbage situation. They said he was an international security threat to the nation.
Raising the cry of Africa for the Africa, the Africa, the Africa, the Africa. Those at home, 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 and those abroad, 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 abroad.
The black man's struggle is a rough kind of struggle, you know. The black man's struggle is a kind of struggle where very funny. You have to make the best use of a situation. I'll do what you know I've not done, you know. The black man's struggle is a kind of struggle where dread. But it's even dreader when you wear all the covenant on your head, you know, see it. The black man's struggle as a youth in this time, yeah, is like an endangered species. And I find myself within that circle as such an endangered species. And I no feel safe, Rasta, you know, see it. Chant them down, fire. Fireman, come bring the fire. Come bring lightning and earthquake fire. Cramp and paralyzing fire. We burn out the wicked. Fire. You ever tell I say that this is a world of democracy? How come you ever tell I say that these are no more days of slavery? Well, I say all these are just modern hypocrisies. This chant has come straight from the heart of hearts, you know. I hope the island can bite up this one, yeah. But feel no way, and so we talk. The black man's struggle is a rough kind of struggle. The black man's struggle as a youth is kind of cute. When you strive to speak the truth and to live upright, then I hear Marcus Garvey speak.
who was merely born abused, insult, humiliation, whose poor parents can only be compared to the prophet Job, as likewise lifted his bowed head and raised it up to God's skies and cried, I am a man and demand a man's chance and a man's treatment in this world. Such is the black man's struggle, you know. Such is the black man's struggle, yeah. The black man's struggle, you know. The black man's struggle, yeah. The black man's struggle is kind of full of what? Psychological brutality. Not to mention physical brutality. From Babylon and their policies. And Babylon and their fallacies. The black man's struggle is a kind of struggle where you have all your family, you know. And it's like you not even have them, you know, see it. Because what? Babylon standards were a separating force. Make you feel like you're picking them. It's not even you're picking them. And our life what? You know what? Nothing, you know, see it. Because what? The standard on which Babylon is built, worked and respect, is merely on vanity. But as I say, the man who seek a vanity and heart no love for humanity shall fade away. As Soja say, run come seek love, man, and let love find thee. Fire a burning of Babylon. This is the black man's struggle from a young black man's perspective. Don't make I look as if I am savage. I have heart of flesh. I have blood coursing through these veins. I have a mind to think. I have a tongue to speak. I have energies to block this little chant. Selassie, I live, man. Who was strong? I am who was strong. Now go and teach the youth in the way in which they are to grow, and they will never go astray. Rastafari, see and know, it's individual trials and universal judgment. The black man's struggle is a rough kind of struggle. This struggle is like you have so much energy, both spiritually and physically. And it's like what? Your energies then become internalized. And then you feel all away. You feel like you fight against all yourself, you know. It's like certain forces just coming by you as if they want to mash you down. The black man's struggle me I deal with, you know. From a young black man's perspective, it is like an endangered species. And I find myself within such circle. And Babylon, them drive out of fear in an iron eye. And them keep iron eye in bondage and subjugation, degradation. That when iron eye make a little move in a progressive way, according to Babylon and their rules, it's like what? The whole world shut slam on them doors by you in a seat. And then you feel all away. You feel like you not even belong. But really and truly, I and I not belong in a them land, yeah? Because I and I have a home. But these things happen to I. Because I and I are far away from I and I home. You cannot be in a strange land and expect not to be treated as a stranger. Strange philosophies, strange culture. When I try to hold my little sanity, it's like the whole world gone crazy. All that I have is this little chant. Now tell I, what more? What more do you want? Eh? All I have is this little chant. Tell I, what more? What more do you want? Then I hear the great Garvey speak. Who was merely born of
you? Wake up, Ethiopia.
Wake up, Ethiopia.
Humiliation.
Wake up, Africa.
Wake up, Africa.
Wake up, Africa.
Let us work towards the one glorious end of a free and revealed and mighty nation. Let Africa be a bright star amongst the constellation of nations. Blessed love, blessed Haile Selassie. Rastafari, Rastafari.
And call down all the Acacias from Zion to come and accompany, you know. Because these people round and about is nothing but what? Repellents. They aren't attractive. They are nothing but repellents. Repelling, repelling, repellents. So Jah give my deliverance.
eradication in sight.
Every type of warrior you may find, roots radic and erratic fill their mind. In a society called the seed and promises are made. Same new game, same old trade. Your justice, my justice, no human rights. Fire City people, Fire City. It shimmers by day and it glows by night. Remember the scorching ray of just Amazon. I am no need from my rival's gun. The fire remains and stays in the land. Fathered by Olympic pen on the farm. The dry grass turned green after the summer rain. We'll chop down ebony. Oh God, it will go again. The scorching ray of just Amazon. I ran no need from my rival's gun. The fire remain and stay in the land. Bothered by Olympic pen and the farm. Your justice, my justice, no human right. Fire City people at the state of sacrifice. Fire City, yeah, yeah. Fire City, Fire City, yeah, yeah. Fire out.
Control the world, that's why them make me proud of something. Them a try fi control the world, that's why them make me proud of something. I put me breakfast in fi me yard, I make the music fi the dance, so the people can want a bump it. I put me breakfast in fi me yard, I make the music fi the dance, so the people can want a bump it. You know fi know that, you know fi know that, you know fi know that, you know fi know that. If you find, say I go do that, you'll be exist spot. Cause if you know exist spot, you're going to melt the rock. The next thing me know, you have a heart attack, and you stay there laying in shock. You know fi know that, you know fi know that.
Why?
You know fi know that, you know fi know that. Because your heart a go stop like a tick of the clock. No melt the rock, no touch a crack. You know fi know that, you know fi know that. Some people smoke them brains to hell. I see you not them listening for the ringing bell. While some are going like a living dead, can't even find a place to rest them head. It's a shame, it's a doggone shame. It's a shame, I know, it's a doggone shame. Everything gone up except the price of cocaine. The people in the ghetto bound to go insane. The affordable thing is the damn cocaine. While them a snort and a blow them brain. It's a shame, it's a doggone shame. It's a shame, I know, it's a doggone shame. Try fi control the world, that's why them make me proud of something. Them a try fi control the world, that's why them make me proud of something. I bump me breakfast in fi me yard, I make the music fi me dance, so the people can want a bump it. Bump me breakfast in fi me yard, I make the music fi me dance, so the people can want a bump it. You know fi do that, you know fi do that. You know fi do that, you know fi do that. If you find, say I go do that, you fi ex the spot. Cause if you next the spot, you go and melt the rock. The next thing me know, you have a heart attack, and you stay there laying in shock. You know fi do that, you know fi do that.
Why?
You know fi do that, you know fi do that. Because your heart a go stop like a tick of the clock. No melt the rock, no touch a crack. You know fi do that, you know fi do that. Some people smoke them brains to hell. I see you not them listening for the ringing bell. While some are going like a living dead, can't even find a place to rest them head. It's a shame, it's a doggone shame. I know,
I know.
It's a shame, It's a doggone shame. Everything gone up except the price of cocaine. The people in the ghetto bound to go insane. The affordable thing is the damn cocaine. While them a start and a blow them brain. It's a shame. It's a doggone shame. I know. It's a shame. Oh gosh. It's a doggone shame. And them a try to control the world. That's why them make me powder something. But me prefer stay for me and I make the music for the dance so the people can want a pump it.
No, we can't ever regret. See, I'm feeling a little bit too much. I will stand out like one of the mark of God's right on team. See, come and say, don't friend them, they'll kill you. Huh. No one got God, no one got really. Licky-licky. No one got God, no one got Billy. Nyami nyami. No licky licky, no nyami nyami. Too greedy. No licky licky, no nyami nyami. Too fight them. But Craven, that me said them lose him bone. Tiger is a king when he don't pan him tune. No more in a Babylon, Tiger will roam. Cause me no nyami nyami, me no damn licky licky. Me no one, no one come say no fighting for me. Huh. No one got God, no one got Billy. Licky licky. No one got God, no one got Billy. Hey, hey. Them fell out muscles can for rice and peas. This on not the tiger, talk lyrics with this. No one got God, no one got Billy. Yummy, yummy. No one got God, no one got Billy. Me not got God, no one be where they mom. Nah, not the tiger, man, me love my own. Work and family money, sweat on me brown. Fool me, come be massive, no, no, no. No one got God, no one got Billy. No one got God, no one got Billy. So worry about pair of shoes, I mean, no have it. He a go grudging me, no deal with them, the same thing. So worry about pair of pants, I mean, no have it. He a go grudging me, no deal with them, the same thing. No one got God, no one got Billy. No one got God, no one got Billy. So worry about me. Million me no have none. He a go grudging me no deal with that. No worry about care me no have none. He a go grudging me no deal with that. Me go and work until me bank book fat. Until me can really achieve that. You know, no one got God, no one got Billy. No one got God, no one got Billy. You licky licky, you nami nami. Soon python. You licky licky, you nami nami. Remember Craven now, him losing bone. Said what a fight him on a shadow and jump. Lose up the bone with each up in a him mouth. Hold up the tiger, you don't drink stout. Strictly ice juice is what I'm talking about. And you get me? No one got God, no one got Billy. Licky licky, no one got God, no one got Billy. You take the tip from Tiger T. Nobody got you, nobody. Strength of your brow so you eat your bread. If you rob a copper, will fool you a lead. If you want a big head, if you really want a zed. Don't rob a steal and grudge nobody instead. Work for it. No one got God, no one got Billy. Licky, licky. No one got God, no one got Billy. You licky, licky. You yummy, yummy. You a python. You licky, licky. You yummy, yummy. Hold that the tiger, the remedy. My car phone now we make a party. And to the foreign land them send for me. They say not that the tiger wants you every day. Man, no one got God, no one got Billy. No one got God, no one got Billy. Hold that the tiger, you talk irate. Talking to the ghetto you must have sense. Listen that the tiger in the mic conference.
Tired of taking the blame, might as well play the game. Oh, oh, sometimes it can be so unfair. I'm not longing to see you, I wanna know how you've been doing over yonder. I'm gonna catch this flight, and when I reach my destination, I hope you'll be smiling.
Rastafari, yeah, as I say, you know, reading exercise one's mind and even uplift and give one more knowledge and integrate more knowledge to one's mind. I take great pleasure in presenting a few lines from the philosophies and opinions of Marcus Mosiah Garvey. And I speak of chance within this time. Chance has never yet satisfied the hope of one suffering people. But action, self-reliance, the vision of self and future have been the only means by which the oppressed have seen and realized the light of their own freedom. I repeat again, chance has never yet satisfied the hope of one suffering people. Action, self-reliance, the vision of self and future have been the only means by which the oppressed have seen and realized the light of their own freedom. Rastafari. Here ends one line from the philosophy and opinions of Marcus Mosiah Garvey, the prophet which gives one nation vision. Rastafari.